Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Podcast for romance readers. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
And I'm Kayla.
And today we have a very, very special guest, not only a friend of the pod, but a best friend of the pod. We have Miss Kimmy herself from Kimmy Books with us today. Back again. You probably heard her in our Magnolia Parks episodes. Those are some of our most listened to episodes. And Kimmy, you are easily our number one requested guest. So we are so excited you're here. Yay!
Oh man, yeah. Thanks for having me. I did not know that. Oh my gosh.
People love the Magnolia episodes because they're so fun, especially the debate. Who could forget the classic BJ Christian debate, that specific scene.
So funny. But we are so excited because we are going to play a game today that came up in our text message, like group chat, one time when we were talking about what if you had to defend a couple you hated. So that is the game we're going to play today. Each of us is going to be assigned a couple at random that we are not fans of, and we're going to change our own minds while telling everybody else why they're actually a great couple. But before we do that, what are we reading? What are we drinking? Kimmy, you have to go first, of course, as our special guest.
Oh, me first? Okay. I am reading Can't Get Enough by Kennedy Ryan. I just finished It's Elementary by Elise Bryant, which was really good. Sipping on some water. And yeah.
Amazing. Love.
From the Skyland series, Kimmy, which one has been your favorite, like, of the two that are out right now?
Definitely Before I Let Go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I
think that's yeah. It's just really good.
I am also reading Can't Get Enough right now. I am about like 65% of the way through. I'm enjoying it, but Before I Let Go is like, the further I get into this one, the further that one is just like solidified as my like favorite of the trilogy. But I'm still really enjoying it. And I really love these narrators. So I'm having a good time. And I am drinking a lemon LaCroix.
I just finished Can't Get Enough by Kennedy Ryan a few days ago.
I'm not reading that book. I'm letting people know right now. I haven't read it. So, not
going to be okay. Yeah, Before I Let Go is still my favorite of the Skyland series, I think. And the narrators, it's really interesting you say that, Brandy, because I enjoy the narrators, but it's the same. The female narrator is the same one that narrates the Legendborn series, and I feel like she's not a good fit at all for the Legendborn series because she sounds so much older than how, like, young the characters actually are. And so, like, I don't know why, like, I can't get that out of my head, like, when I'm listening to her. But, but I also, like, literally just finished. I read a thriller within like 24 hours randomly. I read None of This Is True by Lisa Jewell for a book club at work that we have coming up this week. And I like zoomed through this thriller. It's not very long, but the production on it was really, really good. As we've always said before, the Brits really know how to do an audiobook. So they did. It was really good. I don't really know how I like feel about the ending of the book in general, but it was very entertaining. So I'll give it that. But I'm not physically reading anything. I think I'm going to pick up Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins. So I'm.
Wow.
Curious.
You hate
see.
Young adult.
I don't hate young adult. I'm not like huge on young adult contemporary. That's like it's for me, I'm like, it's like hit or miss for me, but I do like young adult like series, you know, fantasy novels, dystopian novels. Yeah,
Of course, mm-hmm. I love that.
And you did not finish the Simon Snow series because...
Oh, no, I didn't. You're correct.
Okay. Anyways.
Yes. I'm drinking an Olipop today. Not a poppy. Okay. Wow. Please clap. I'm drinking the orange squeeze Olipop. Thank you. Nice.
I haven't had an Olipop in a while. Like, honestly, like, I don't think I've had an Olipop all year, which means, well, maybe that's not true.
It's because you have a new love.
Well, new. Yeah. But that just means that the next time I have an Olipop, I'm not leaving that bathroom. Like, but you need to do that with Olipop. Like, take a break, because then it actually flush does it its job. Yeah. Because when you first start drinking an Olipop, you're like, oh, whoa, like, I get it. yeah. But but I think my body got conditioned to that amount. Anyways, let's see. I just finished my first Kristen Hannah book. I read The Great Alone. It was not a 5-star read for me. However, it was a great book. Like, oh my God, I have not stopped thinking about it. I was describing the plot to people, and it sounds crazy, but in context and like linear, the way the story is told, not the way that I was telling the train of events, I was telling everything out of order. It's really good. A little too dramatic at times, I will admit. But at the end, she got me. And I was telling Kayla, I thought Kristen Hannah was going to be like, you know, we have authors, we've had like Cara Beth Stone. I think we had someone else too. Oh no, what's her name? The woman that wrote Thank You for Asking. What's her name? Alyssa Sussman.
Oh.
Like, they both used to like ghostwrite, right? Like, they talk about that all the time. Like, oh, like, we used to ghostwrite. Is that her name, Alyssa Sussman? Thank You for Asking?
No, what's Funny it? You Should what's Ask?
Yes, Funny You Should
what's
Ask.
What's Thank You for Asking? Is that a book?
Thank You for Listening. Julia Whalen wrote that.
Oh, maybe I just combined. So for my drink today, I am having a Coors Banquet, the champagne of beers. So let's get that out of the way. I feel like such a man drinking that. Like,
you should.
Coors Light, baby.
I know, you actually I know. Should. I know. Drinking beer as a lady? You need to sit down.
Listen, I've always liked beer, but I've always been like a Michelob girly. But I had Coors in the fridge. So I was like, might as well. Anyways, Alyssa Sussman and Cara Beth Stone, they both talk about their ghostwriting activity. So I thought Kristen Hannah, the way that she just drops these books, and like, I was like, oh, maybe she's someone that's like a made up person, you know? The name Kristen Hannah in and of itself. So I was wrong. Mm-hmm. She is real, because she has an author's note at the end of this book that she reads. And I'm like, you know, she's probably like, they probably just assign the authors like the location and the time period, and they go for it, right? So like, you get 1970s Alaska, you get 1940s Vietnam, you get this. So no, she actually lived in Alaska for a little bit of her life with her family, and like had a very close connection to what the characters were doing in Alaska in that book. So I was like, oh, shut me up real fast. No wonder it felt so real. The Alaska and the Great Alone, scary. Oh my God. Like, why would anyone live there? Like, you gotta be tough. The Alaska and the Simple Wild, oh, I will move there immediately, like,
yeah,
please, yeah, tomorrow. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I just finished listening to that, and then I started The Education of Kia Greer, which is by Alana Bennett. It just came out recently by the time this episode airs, and thank you PRH Audio and Libro FM, because mm-hmm. I got the arc on mm-hmm. both sites, and Libro. So far it's good. Look, it's a YA novel. It's like Keeping Up with the Kardashians-esque.
What was the title again?
The Education of Kia Greer. Yeah. So it's on PRH. The girl is biracial, famous mm-hmm. in like a family like the Kardashians. They have a TV show, but she's like the sibling, like the odd sibling out. Like, she doesn't think she fits in. And then she meets this guy who's like a singer. They're teenagers. So he's like a baby Justin Bieber. And I guess they're going to fall in love. But she is a little bit like not like other girls, which is, you know, whatever, but maybe if I was 16 I wouldn't think that, so I have to like keep that in mind.
Yeah,
but as a freshly 27 year old, I'm like, girl, you're not special. But that's rude. But she just says some things, I'm like, girl, please. Mm-hmm. Like, anyways, that's me.
What else are you reading, Kendra? You reading anything else?
Kayla, I didn't want to say it because it's like it's like a running fucking joke at this time. Yes, I'm still reading Some Kind of Famous by Eva Wilder, and Kayla thinks I'm fucking lying. Like, I'm genuinely having a good time. Like, every time I pick up,
I think you were lying.
I pick up this book, that wasn't all you were reading.
That's why
it.
I was like, okay,
I know, but I believe you. Because maybe by the time this episode airs, I would have finished. You know, well, that's not how we usually do things. So yes, I'm still reading it, and it's really good. Like, I'm having a good time. it has a, well, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, so but I'm enjoying it. I will tell you, it takes place in Colorado, so there you go.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Will I finish the book? Yes. Am I enjoying taking my time? Absolutely, because it gives me something to look forward to. Imagine if I flew through it, I'd be done.
Yeah.
And the book doesn't come out till October. Like, I have plenty of time.
Okay, Kimmy, first of all, you recently just launched your own podcast as well called Kimmy Talks, which we all love. Kendra's been a guest on already. That episode was so good, so funny. I was giggling the whole time. Can you tell our listeners what they could expect from your podcast if they haven't listened quite yet?
Oh, yeah. My podcast is just a little bit more brain rot. I talk a lot about romance, but I also talk about like pop culture and then like situations that go on in my life and like TV shows and movies. So I do bring up like books a lot because I read a lot, but I also watch a ton of TV. Guys, I've been watching so much TV recently. I actually have a lot of good TV breaks if you want them. But yeah, I'm a big like movie girl. I have my Cinemark movie membership, so I'm literally always in that theater, okay? So, yeah, that's what my pod is about. Just, like, everything that romance can touch, I'm going to talk about.
Kimmy, what's your top TV show rec at the moment?
Ooh, The Way Home. It's on Hallmark Plus. It just got taken off of Peacock.
Hallmark Plus.
I know. Hallmark. I know it's hard to get to now, but if you have Hoopla... They have, like, passes. They have passes. It used to be on Peacock. I started on Peacock. Anyways, it's like a show that follows like a family. I'm not gonna go into a whole spiel, but there's like time traveling and there's like, ooh, it's like murder, not murder mystery, but it is like a lot of mystery and jumping back and forth. And are you gonna mess up, like, you know, the timeline doing this? And it follows a mom and daughter duo, and the daughter time travels on accident first back to her mom's childhood. So she's friends with her mom, and her mom didn't recognize her because like it like kind of messed that up. But yeah, it's super cool. It's like every single episode you're left wanting more. I don't know. I'm having a ton of fun. So that's my
Kimmy, have you read The Unmaking of June Farrow?
No. It sounds very familiar to me.
You should read it based off what you're just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you're saying, it sounds
it's
like
really good. I think you'd really like it. It's on PRH. Okay. In that same vein, we had a couple questions submitted by our listeners. And remember, if you want to submit questions for any of our guests, hop over to our Patreon. They get first dibs on questions being submitted. So somebody did ask for show recommendations. We just covered that. Love that. And also, what are your favorite reads of the year if you had to pick like two or three?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really loved, obviously, Promise Me Sunshine. I'm never going to shut up about that show. Or show Hello Book. I went to the Ren Faire 2 days ago, and there was like this wind chime with a wolf howling at the moon, and it's, I was like, Lenny and Miles, God, I can't get rid of them, and I don't want to. I love them. And then, surprisingly, I think a book that just really stuck out to me is All the Missing Pieces by Catherine Cowles. Like, if you're a true crime bad gal, go ahead and pick that book up. It's insane. Like, the twists and turns, you're never gonna guess who the murderer is. It's a small town murder mystery, but like, she's not from that small town. It's like a girl has a podcast and she's trying to like not solve these cold cases, but they're cold cases that she's going into, and then she gets to a case that might not be so cold. So
I like fully thought that I had figured out who the murderer was in that one. I was like, oh, it's so this person, and she thinks she's tricking me, and she's not. I was so far off base. It's Same. Crazy. Yeah, that one's fun. Another, Kimmy, you should listen for the Lie. Similar.
Ooh.
Similar vein.
Who's it by?
It's by Amy Tintera. It's a thriller, but with a romance subplot. So there's some romance happening in there. it's almost like the opposite of romantic suspense, because it's not a romance with thriller aspects. It's a thriller with romance aspects, and it was really good.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's on Hoopla.
I'm tuning in for sure.
Love. So we're going to get into our little game that we have going. So like we kind of talked about at the beginning of the episode, we are going to be defending couples that we're not huge fans of. We each have three couples that we've picked for everybody. And Kimmy doesn't know what hers are, which I'm really excited for her to learn them.
I low-key forget who mine are, too.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what she'll come up with. But we each have three couples that we have that we don't love. And we are going to have our Wheel of Names, who you guys have seen many times on the podcast. We love Wheel of Names. And we're going to spin that wheel. We're going to see where it lands. And then we have to convince the other three why this couple is good. And actually, we should like them. And maybe we'll end up convincing ourselves. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we begin, we have some rules. Once we have our couple, we're going to pause. There won't be a pause for you guys, but we're going to pause. We're going to take 2, 3, maybe 5 minutes, write down some talking points, okay? Because remember, we hate these people. So we got to really dig deep and find out why some other people love them. It's going to be so funny because there are obviously going to be people listening to this who love these couples, and they're going to be like, oh, I don't even need time. I can do it. Mm-hmm. That's not us. Please, that's not us. If this was a, why do we hate these people? Oh my God, easy. And then we're going to resume, and we're each going to have around 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes each to defend our couples and yeah, have a good time. So yes, who would like, I think Kimmy's said a couple should go first. I am actually like so excited. Brandy, would you like to tell her who her couples are?
Yeah. So Kimmy, you will either be getting Belly and Conrad. From The Summer I Turned Pretty by Jenny Han.
Oh my gosh. How can we rig the wheel to land on that? Oh,
we're just going to put them three times.
My gosh.
So Belly and Conrad from The Summer I Turned Pretty. Rike and Daisy from The Addicted Series.
There's no fucking way. There's no way this is happening to me. No, who did I think?
Or Rue and Eli from Not in Love by Allie Hazelwood.
I mean, you were quite easy to pick couples that you dislike because your dislike for them is like so prevalent. You know what I mean? Like, you were like immediately Belly Conrad. Like we had no problems coming up with ones for you.
I think with Rue and Eli, it'd be strong to consider them a couple. Like, I think that would be...
Okay, save it,
like,
save it, save it, save it, yeah. Save okay. It, save it.
All right.
Oh my gosh. Let me plug your ears. Okay, here we go. Let's find out who it's going to land on.
Show the camera, Brandy. Show the camera.
No!
Yes! Yes!
It landed on Belly and Conrad.
This Thank is the most God. Painful thing I've had to do in a long time, and I just got a pap smear for the first time.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, actually, but oh my gosh.
Okay, so we're now going to spin for Kayla, and she'll find out her couple, and then she'll have time to formulate. So Kayla's couples are Gale and Katniss. War criminal.
Love.
From the Hunger Games series.
You said love. That's crazy.
Zeus and Lou from Welcome to the Dark Side by Gianna Darling. And Daisy and Romeo from the Magnolia Park series. So if that lands on...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that one's crazy.
I don't know who I'd rather have it land on, honestly.
I'm like Daisy and Romeo? Zeus and Lou.
They're deadass not even a couple.
No, it didn't. You're lying. Zeus and Lou? You're lying. You're lying.
Yes.
Brady's rigging this wheel.
Zeus no, and she's Lou?
She's rigging Kayla this wheel. And... Okay. Okay.
Oh,
obsessed okay, with that. Fine.
Get in, girls. We're going to Canada. Get in.
Okay. Next for my own, we are doing Magnolia and Christian from the Magnolia Park series, King and Cress from Lessons
in Corruption,
by Gianna Darling, or Jasper and Sloane from Powerless by Elsie Silver. I'm like,
what couple is that?
Because like, I literally just like,
what
don't
couple
even
is that?
Oh my god, you guys!
Who is it?
Magnolia and Christian.
Yes. Oh, Willa Name said, "Oh, I want y'all to have a good time." Oh, I'm actually so happy you did that.
Okay, oh, and god. Finally for Kendra's, her options are Wynn and Harriet from Happy Place, Rosie and Ford from Wild Love by Elsie Silver, or Colty and Sal from Colty by Marta Zapata.
LOL, wait.
No fucking way. It just landed on Colty and Sal.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh.
If you guys have heard previous episodes, I can't remember where we talked about this, but Kendra has a really, really deep hatred for that book. Like,
valid. More, no, she's valid.
No, I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm just saying she really, like...
Yeah, like to this like day, it actually makes no sense that like I see TikTok still that people like love that book, and I'm like, are we okay? Did we read the same? You guys, and they're by like Mariana Zapata like lovers, and I'm like, you guys have read her other books, and you still think that this is like top notch, top three Mariana Zapata? I think there must be a different version of the book out there.
You read the wrong one. You read the bootleg version from Timu.
Yeah. Shall we? We're going to pause. We're going to get our talking points together. Mm-hmm. And then when we start talking again, we will start. And I obviously, Kimmy has to go first.
Yeah.
And we are going to hear her defend for... You know what's so funny? Kimmy and I are in a group chat. We went to Shelves in the City with HarperCollins. And we were in a group chat with people who also went on that same trip. And a big topic of conversation in that group chat to this day is Kimmy just like wacky Belly and Conrad, because there are a lot of Bonrad shippers in that chat. Okay. And like, and we'll just send like tweets and videos of people also whacking them, and I'm like, Kimmy, is this your burner? Like, so this is gonna be so when this episode comes
she
out,
she doesn't need a burner. She talks enough on Twitter about
but when she hits her is tweet limit still a thing? Like, when she hits her tweet limit, she gotta switch accounts, because
all right, we'll be back. You guys want to hear a pause? But we'll be back. Insert ad break here. BRB.
Okay, we are back. That physically pained all of us. We should have left the recording on, because we were all just making disgusted sounds while we were doing this. But Kimmy, would you like to start us off with your pitch for why Belly and Conrad are just the best couple of all time?
This will be also interesting for Brandy, because you've not watched the show yet, right, Brandy?
No, but I'm reading the books this summer.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
Okay. So Belly and Conrad, man, that tale is old as time. So she has always liked him, right? She's her number one is always going to be Conrad. Like, no matter what, no matter who comes to play the field, Conrad is always going to be in the back of her mind. That's her number one, her OG. And she had a lot of firsts with him, right? Like, a lot of her big, big firsts were with Conrad. So he has that place in her heart as well. And so, you know, only one person can hold that much leverage, I guess, over you. And in that situation, it's definitely Conrad. You know, he thought she knew that he was in love with her, because he, you know, he didn't say it. But after they had a big breakup, I guess through his actions, like, he thought she knew. He really thought she knew.
Yeah.
And they had a crazy fight on the beach. And it was like just, you know, a lot of movement around that. So, you know, he did love her. We know that now. He also took her to prom while his mom was dying. So we know he forefought, like, he gave up a lot just to be there for Belly, which was really nice on his part. I mean, was he much of a willing participant? We don't know, but he did it. He did it. You know what I mean? Corsage,
he was a warm body.
But he was a warm body. He did it. Like, he knew Yeah. And you know, he's gonna make her a child bride, basically, which is fun for everyone involved. So he married. We know, you know, they're gonna end up somewhat together. Susanna wanted them to end up together. You know how she loves to meddle in her kids' love lives. She's always preferred Conrad, and so she's kind of pushed Belly onto Conrad. So we know that that preference is there. Like, she's seen them grow up, and she's like, "You will be for my son, like, no matter what." And, you know, he spent very a lot of time with Belly. Yeah, very normal. And then he spent a lot of time with Belly while his mom was dying, right? Like, he went to college and then he would go hang out with Belly. And he, like, left his little brother to deal with all the mom stuff. And he was with Belly. So he, like, sacrificed all the time he could have spent with his mother. You know,
who was dying.
Lord knows how much time she had left. Yeah. To spend with Belly. So, like, duh. Hello. Taylor's all the time. Lovers. He just keeps going back to her. And no matter what, like, brothers, blood, whatever's in the way, Belly is always going to be in his eyes, in his brain, and vice versa. Like, she really can't stay away from Conrad. She just loves her some Conrad. Belly's brother also prefers Conrad for Belly over Jeremiah for Belly. So that has to count for something, right? Because, like, men always make great decisions. So, So that's my defense of Belly and Conrad, why they're, like, destined, like, you know, family stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
I just think, like, every like, 16-year-old girl just, like, wants that, like, older loser guy. I mean, older guy who comes back and, like, already graduated and is, like, still at the restaurant with these high schoolers.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, yeah, every girl.
In high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Every girl wants a guy to, like, you know, not spend time with his family, to spend time with her.
Yeah.
No matter the circumstance, like, death and all, no matter.
Yeah.
No matter that. And, like, confide in other girls if it gets too much, you know, because he wants to keep their relationship light, so he just talks to other girls about the really deep stuff, you know, just to keep things like funky and fresh.
His mom's, like, what was it, her funeral?
Funeral.
Another
girl. His head, like, was in another girl's lap.
But, you know, like, that just meant that that didn't get to go to Belly. He wanted to, like, keep that burden off of her.
Exactly. That's boyfriend. He didn't want material. That to weigh down. Exactly. Yeah. That's husband material. Boyfriend, girl,
what? You're so right.
Husband material. And then said dead mother left a letter making them destined for each other. So, I mean, come on.
Jenny Hahn is just so genius.
The mom, like, left a letter. Sorry, I never read the books. So the mom left a letter, like, saying that she wants Conrad and Belly to be together?
Yes. So actually, the day before Jeremiah and Belly get married, actually, child bride times two, Conrad comes with a letter from Susanna. And in the letter, it actually is her being like, yes, you belong with Conrad. And guess what? That letter is so strong. She actually leaves Jeremiah the night before the wedding to be with his brother. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but if that happened to me to my sibling, like, I would just totally be okay with it and be able to have a very normal relationship with them.
For I'm at the wedding. Oh. I'm at the wedding. What? I'm maid of honor. Like,
yeah, exactly. I was going to have the first toast. Like, it would be me.
Yes.
Like, Conrad personally, like your opinion, like, what, like, him as a brother, not necessarily as, like, a romantic partner. Why is he such a good brother? the exasperation on your face.
Woo! I thought that was going to be another question. A good brother. Man, I mean, he was born first, right? So he went out the womb first, you know, prepping the world a little bit. You know, he talked first. He just set a lot of groundwork. You know,
he talked manual first. Yeah.
Copied. Yeah. Good brother. Ooh, I mean, I have a good one. When Susanna had cancer, Conrad found out about, like, a year before Jeremiah did. He just didn't tell his brother just so he could keep living his life.
Right.
Mind you, this is terminal, so no, she burden. Was going to go. Mm-hmm. No burden.
He doesn't like he to
burden
He was just people. Like,
no. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't. So he held it back and let Jeremiah just spend all the summer outside, not knowing that that might be the last moments he has, you know? Mm-hmm. And so... you know, he took on that burden, and that's why he's such a good one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Okay. And, like, just lusting after your younger brother's age-appropriate crush as an older man, like, can an event, I think, grown. You know, like.
Mm-hmm. And kissing her on the beach the same day he finds out that mom has cancer, and you knew they were together, just to test it out.
Yeah.
Great brother.
Mm. Yeah. Kimmy, you can exhale now.
God! Let that never happen again. Good God.
That was really good, Kimmy.
Yeah,
that was good. I really fought through that. Thank you.
Yeah. Fighting demons there.
Oh, I can't wait. The final season of The Samurai Turned Pretty. Oh my God.
I'm live reacting to every single episode. So
excited.
Hell yeah. I love your live reactions. Oh my God. If you guys aren't following Kimmy on Instagram, she's at kimmy.books with two S's. Get there immediately because her live reactions are so fun. Kayla. Let's get into it, girl. Zeus and Lou. Tell us all about them.
Yeah. Okay. So I obviously, you know, I'm going to spoil a little bit about this book. So if you don't want to be spoiled, I guess skip ahead. But I feel like most people know a lot about what this book is about. So just to give a little bit of context and background here, Zeus and Lou from Welcome to the Dark Side by Gianna Darling started talking when Lou was 7 years old.
How do we define talking?
Excuse me. Talking is crazy.
Hey, this is my defense. Okay, I'm talking about my favorite.
I know. I'm trying to help you out. Like you have to, like
No, I know. I'm telling. You know. I'm gonna get to that. Okay. So Lou wrote to Zeus after witnessing him like save her from a shootout. Okay, when she was a little girl, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, Zeus saved her life basically. Despite him being shot himself, Zeus shielded her from danger, and it, like, left a huge impression on Lou, okay, who was sick at the time. So she's in the hospital.
She also had cancer.
Okay, you know. Smile. Sure.
Sorry, that was actually really sad, the book. She had cancer.
Lou started writing letters to thank Zeus, who is now in prison, okay? So he's now in prison. This girl is 7 years old. And she wrote a thank you note to this. How old was he at the time? 36?
Not when she was 7. He's 19 years older than her.
Okay, thank you. So 26.
There you go.
Something like that. Right. Much better. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, Zeus wrote back. And over time, they kind of became like little pen pals. Kimmy's name. Their correspondence like lasted for years. And so Zeus kind of became like this like distant protector and mentor like during her childhood years. And Lou started to grow a little bit more attached to him as she also matured. Okay. So one of the reasons that Zeus and Lou are such a great couple is he's always been there for her, like literally mm-hmm. since she was yes. a baby. Yeah, he's always been there.
Okay, baby.
Baby's crazy.
Let's respect their timeline.
Okay, still a very small child. Barely in freaking kindergarten, right? Okay. Always been there protecting her. She would be in
second grade, but keep going. Yeah.
Is this better? I don't know. It's kindergarten, second grade. You're a child. Sorry, I'm supposed to be defending them. My bad. Mm-hmm. My bad. Anyway, so he's always been there protecting her, okay? And so, like, the mentor father figure that he was in her early life, like, you know, really intensified their relationship and the emotional, like, stakes. And it creates, like, a lot of tension, like, when you're reading it, right? So you're like, oh, my God. This is really difficult for me. So you're like, oh, my God. Like, he's been there her whole life. That's so crazy. Also, by the time that Zeus gets out of prison, Lou is 17 years old. And in Canada, the legal age of consent is 17. Whereas in the United States, it's 18 almost everywhere, like almost in every state.
Well, it depends on the state.
Yeah, it does depend on the state. But almost everywhere, it is 18. But in Canada, where we're at in BC, in British Columbia, near Vancouver, it is 17. So, homegirl is of legal age in the country that she resides. So,
Kimmy's face.
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of emotional depth in the story, you guys, because, like, Lou starts off as, like, a sheltered, sick girl. But, sorry, that's sounds really mean, but she did. She was a really sheltered girl, right? But she grows mm-hmm. into this like really bold and like self-assured woman yes. who fully owns her like sexuality and power, like girl power, you know, right? And so watching her choose Zeus as an adult on her own terms mm-hmm. is like really empowering, right? Like as Kayla, ladies.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Do you just feel really seen by Lou? Because I'm listening to you describe sort of like her,
I know exactly where her, this is going.
Her like background, like you just said, like she grew up sheltered. You have talked uh-huh. many times. You grew up kind of just like Lou in the church, sheltered, not exposed to a lot cancer. Of like secular media. You had to like really claw your way out to like find
claw your freedom. My way out.
And then you too, like Lou, are in an age gap. Relationship
age or started gap
it was very questionable how your relationship right. like started
yeah,
right
you were 18 okay. when your relationship
and Jared
started.
Was how old
I was not 18 when our relationship one of you, started what, I was 17
I was, oh so he you asked you drink. Out when you were 18
correct he asked me out uh-huh. when I was so, 18
but he could drink at the time and you couldn't
Wait,
I'm just trying to say, I think maybe that's why Lou like really like stands out for you because you just see so much and you just say, you know, she came into her right. sexuality when age she was older gap. And like you, right. you, I just feel like you guys have had such years. A similar
two, 3 years versus 19.
Listen, sure, we're in Gen Z territory. What did he have in common with you at 18? That's my favorite thing.
Kendra regularly calls me a child bride. On this I podcast mean,
that still stands age 22. Gap or not yeah
right okay well anyway do I feel seen
keep it cute
for the sake of this episode sure all right
at least with Lou I feel like you guys actually have a lot in common when you started speaking I was like damn that's actually like very in common
right like again I want to make clear I didn't start talking to criminals and becoming pen pals
no,
with them
but, like,
when
you,
I was
you
7
grew up
years
in a very
old
Christian household right, you know. Lou grew up in a very Christian mm-hmm. household mm-hmm. sheltered
so mm-hmm. she grew up in a Christian household cancer patient was sending mm-hmm. letters to a jailbird at 7
correct mm-hmm.
and at 17 yes, decided to jump on it.
Well, actually, yes. it was before that. It was when she was 16, she decided to write to Zeus and be like, oh my gosh, I actually like you. I want to pursue a romantic relationship.
And he cut her off.
He cut her off.
He cut her off. No.
Yes.
Yeah, so wow, look at the self-control on this guy.
I mean.
He did cut her off. There you go, Kimmy.
He cut her off for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ran right up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, no, I just you know
he saw her in a strip club, and he said
he saw her in a strip club.
The lore keeps going; it keeps going, Kimmy. Sorry. Yeah, he saw her in a strip club because she was just so hot and blonde and beautiful at 17 years old.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. he said that's what I want, and that's what happened. But anyway, back to me talking about how much I love them. Listen, basically, I think the piece here to remember to wrap it up is that their connection is rooted in years of complicated emotion, including like mutual care and affection, right? That transcends just the lust of it all, right? Because mm-hmm. obviously, this is a Gianna Darling book. There's going to be some really great smut. Like, you know, obviously, we know the famous lollipop scene. Like, that's a really popular one, right? It's yeah. not just about heat, you guys. It's about the heart.
Yes. Okay?
And that's why Zeus and Lou are so great. Mm-hmm.
I love.
The end.
Now you can exhale.
Okay. Wow, that was something
so good.
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Zeus needs to be publicly executed. Like, what the hell?
Kimmy, you want to know what's funny? Is that, like, later on in the series, because in Lou's book, I can't lie, like, she's a really good character. Like, Gianna did a really good job of making you, like, maybe not make the same decisions, but at least empathize with her, especially knowing that she's sick. But then later on in the series, she becomes, like, the biggest hypocrite. And, like, criticizes her sister for making, like, or entering a very similar relationship with, like, an older guy.
And her sister's 21.
Yeah.
When she enters the relationship.
Well, that's so interesting, because didn't she like drop out of high school to marry the man?
No, she finished high school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she did have to get her parents' permission to marry him, or her mom's permission to marry him.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to sit down with Gianna and look her in her eyes.
But what's funny, Kimmy, she'll own it. She'll say, yeah, absolutely. Go right. Go listen to her Gianna episode. She's business. A blast.
Yeah, she's 100%. Yeah. She's really nice. Oh, I like her.
No, she is nice. I like her too.
Brandy. Brandy girl. I'm ready for you.
I am ready to defend the couple that never was but should have been, Magnolia and Christian from the.
That is.
Hey, I'm having fun.
We're starting off strong. Okay.
Yeah, what a way.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it did happen, very short lived. I'll get to that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like, these two are childhood loves.
Yeah.
He did. He for sure did. That was his choice to end it early. Yeah. Okay. So. These two are childhood loves. Magnolia actually loved him first, and yeah, that she loved noted. Him first. She loved him before anybody else. Oh, that's her so first bad, right? love.
No, but she's right.
And
let the woman talk.
Yes, Christian was a little tiny bit slow. Took him a couple months to figure out that he felt the same way, and by that point, a cheater had snatched her up. But she loved him first, and he loved her first. And,
serial cheater.
He wasn't a serial cheater.
Brandy's talking.
We're talking about the greatest love story of all time right now, Kendra. Oh my God. So everything he did was actually for her. All his thoughts, emotions, actions, like everything goes back to Magnolia. For so long. And it's not pathetic, actually. You might be thinking, hey, that's kind of pathetic for you to be pining after somebody who's dating somebody in your friend group. It's not pathetic when he does it, actually. It's actually very, obvious that he's so in love with her, and that's the thing.
Yeah. Very sweet.
This would be the safer option for Christian. There's not going to be any gunfights if you're dating Magnolia Parks.
True.
You know, you're just going to accompany her shopping, and you won't have to get in the middle of all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. They both have a very quick wit that I think would balance each other nicely. They're both very funny, a little cutting.
How do you feel about the scene with M&M's? When she dropped it in her lap and she was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was her sending him a message. Christian, I need you. This is all for you.
And he picked up that message. He was like, it's for me.
Because they have a bond. They can speak to each other in a way that most of us just don't get. And that's why it seems pathetic when you're reading it. Mm-hmm. But when you're in their heads, it's not pathetic at all.
Yeah. I agree.
And he was always there for her when someone was repeatedly breaking her heart. He was there the night after. He was there the months after, dicking her down for a little bit.
Yeah.
While she was very obviously still in love with somebody else. But that just shows how selfless he is.
Well, how do we define dicking it down?
Everything but penetrative sex is everything. Yeah.
They did everything but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's still sex.
But,
in a car.
Right.
Right.
And that's just Christian being selfless, because that was tearing him up inside, that she was in love with somebody else at that point. Uh-huh, but he wanted to be there for her. And that just shows a type of man who's ready for the long haul with this person.
He'll drop anything to be there for her.
Yeah.
Right.
Any scrap that she would.
Anything,
give
anyone.
Take.
Yeah. Any person. Yeah. He's there. Again, not pathetic. And they did even date, as aforementioned, and they have great sexual chemistry. I mean, Magnolia has gone on record saying Christian is very good at sex.
Yeah, so. She has.
She didn't have to watch his sex tape, but she was probably curious. She wanted to see it, you know what I'm saying?
She wanted to reminisce, right?
And she even wanted to reminisce in New York, and it kind of got, he had to take her off of,
In the elevator.
And again, selfless king was I'm thinking about somebody else. He didn't want to have something to do with somebody else. That wouldn't be fair to Magnolia.
Exactly. What she did to BJ, he would never do to Daisy.
Mm-mm. And Christian is simply not capable of breaking her heart and hurting her in the way that BJ has. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get into the specifics on why he's not able to do that to her, but he's quite literally not capable of it. And this man, granted, he's only had one girlfriend, but he's never cheated. So I'm going to end it
there. There you go.
They're meant to be.
Still hold down. I also just think them as a couple just sets forth such a great example of how your partner should think about you and talk about you. after, you know, like, because, you know, it's kind of always been like my dream to be called trash.
Trash.
By a man who I also claimed to love me.
And as a woman, it's my dream to lean a man on for years and years and years when I'm seeing him actively try and move on with somebody.
And then get confused when he thinks I'm trash, right? Like,
yeah. Like, I see both sides, Kendra. I completely agree. Like, those are two dreams that they can make a reality.
It's crazy, too. Yeah. I just distinctively remember the other party, like, sleeping with his girlfriend after he had slept with Magnolia within the same 24-hour period. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think, like, anytime you and a man have a conflict, you're taking a little break, whatever, he should automatically go on a boys' trip with his friends and then just fuck his way through. Like, whatever country they decide to go on. Like, that to me is real love.
That to me is real love. And you know what? BJ did that too.
Oh, I'm not saying he didn't. We are talking about
Yeah.
I was talking about BJ.
It's important to me that men, my partner, like, has male friends.
Like, if we ever take a break, like, please, Lord, like, let this man go fuck his way through and then say that he did it, you know, to just, you know.
Wow.
You know what's so funny is that, we had, like, a fanfic episode and I said I would write, like, Christian, like, because, like, it's there, like, it's there, not maybe in this context, because it actually did just really piss me off having to listen to all that.
I like,
but
oh, like, ew, it actually makes me feel ill. Like, when I was writing that down, I was searching through Daisy Hates One on our little prep break and just, like, seeing the way that he talks about her. Oh my god, Christian, stand up, get up, wipe your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can't even feel that bad. She's a black queen. I get it. I get it. I get you, England. I lost my queen once too.
I get you.
Like, I get you. I can't even fault him. Like, seriously.
Oh my god.
That's so funny.
Yeah. All right. Ever since Kendra was like $1 million pussy Magnolia Parks, I can't even move. Like, I mean, understand why he was moving like that.
Yeah. You know, Christian sometimes probably gets like this. You know what's actually sick to think about is, you know, he probably thought of her a few times when he was with Daisy, like, sexually.
No, I really don't think so. No, and that's what's happening. I think, while they were having sex.
I think, because remember, they were hooking up pre us even meeting them, right? So I think before, I think it happened. Especially because, like, there are obvious moments of when, I mean, listen, and that's hot. It was hot when it happened with him and Daisy. If I'm Magnolia, oh, I'm taking that. That is staying on me, like, oh, you were thinking of me.
I feel that way about Julian too, because I know he's like, oh, I know she's thinking about me when she with her husband. Yeah, I feel that way about Julian.
Yeah, I would too. the Katy Perry "Thinking of You" song. Mm-hmm. Maybe that can apply to everyone in the Magnolia Parks universe.
You're like an Indian summer in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
Like a high candy with the
surprise center.
And you know every single character. I'm not just putting it on who we're talking about, but every single character, they hear that, how do I get better when I had the best? They're all thinking that. They're all thinking that about someone else.
Woof. That's crazy. Woof. All right. Last one. Kendra. Colty and Sal. Please present us your arguments. God.
Yes. Colty and Sal in Colty by Mariana Zapata. What a wonderful, marvelous couple. How do I describe them? Imagine growing up loving the movie Titanic. Like, oh my god, you just think Leonardo DiCaprio looks so fucking good in Titanic. You have his posters all over your wall. You're like, oh my god, when I meet this man, and you just keep that image in your head of this man. That specific image of Leonardo DiCaprio in the 90s. But then when the opportunity arises for you to actually be with Leonardo DiCaprio in present day, when you're an adult now and he's an old man, you know, we don't shame around here. Age gap relationship. This is an age gap book. He no longer looks like Leonardo DiCaprio from the 90s. And you know, he's maybe let himself go. He's not in the best state of mind. that to me, but you're not going to turn it down because then you can say, I fuck Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, no matter how, how, different that image will be of him actually moving on top of you in this current state versus when he was Jack from Titanic, but you're still going to take it. And Sal, she took it. You know, I think they are a true testament to like never let go of your dreams. Like if you want something, like Ariana Grande says, I want it, I got it. That is Sal. They also just have like the world's cutest nicknames for each other. And I just think that like semi-racist, ethnically driven nicknames based on food.
But aren't the best nicknames that?
Yeah, like they really, especially in Trump's America, like, oh my gosh, they just thrive, truly. It's what's in, it's what's hot. Also, you know, Sal is a San Antonio baddie, a Texas baddie. Think Ash Trevino. That is what you would get.
Oh
yeah,
that is what you're getting with Sal and Ash Trevino.
San Antonio pride, am I right, Kendra? Sal, you love her.
I mean, more so girl. Texas pride, but you know, Ash does. Yes, Sal is a fellow San Antonian. And you know, San Antonio, Texas in general, we have some what some people say, some might call outdated, misogynistic. Some Texans might call it, you know, just being a Texan views and. Maybe they're right. Maybe every girl that isn't you that talks to your man or even looks at him is a whore, a slut, a bitch. But like, why were they looking at your man in the first place? Like, how dare they? They should have been blind. That's your man. You know, that's your man. And
that's your
there
old
is
man.
Just something so nice about dating a man who was married and divorced with a DUI, but will never explain to you his alcoholism in any shape, form, or fashion, because you want to keep the mystery alive in the relationship. Like, why does that even concern you? It's just there. You're an observer.
Right. And like the fact that you had to drag him out of a bar, like one of your first encounters, and like put him in the taxi, and then all of a sudden his alcoholism is just like gone.
Yeah. And then like he just never explains it. I mean, like maybe she was the answer. Maybe she was the key. We will never know. But also this man's DUI was so bad he didn't have a license, so you know,
I just think
that's like every girl's dream.
Entering into a relationship, you don't have to be privy to every single thing that happened in their past, right? Like you don't
know.
No,
correct.
You know,
correct,
like,
even as like time goes on. But you know, even knowing that he was married and divorced before, I know it had to been so nice when he was like, no, I've never felt this way before you. And you still don't know why he got married in the first place. So you are truly just not like other girls. Maybe, Kimmy, that's what her and Belly have in common. That's actually so interesting. Wow. Crack the code. They're both athletic in soccer.
Shared interests. Common interest.
You know what? I will give them that. Shared interest. Like, nothing makes me more excited than sharing a sport with someone who calls me, what did he call her again? My brain just, it was
taco,
too good. My brain couldn't.
Burrito.
Taco,
enchilada.
Burrito. Enchilada.
And she called him Bratwurst, right?
You know, like very German based.
Why did I think it was schnitzel?
I think she does at some point. They switch it up throughout. They're so creative.
Right. They're so creative. And you know, you don't really find out that part of their relationship until like halfway through the book, which I think made it even more better. So like, if you just want like a very slow, stale, plain white bread relationship for the first half of you guys getting to know each other and be friends, then Colty and Sour are it for you.
You know, Mariana is the queen of the slow burn.
I do. And this one.
Yeah. Burning?
Anyways, that's all I can. That's literally all I can physically say about Colty and Sal.
Your faves.
Go football.
Yeah. Football. So
football.
Good.
Wow. Yeah.
Love it.
Yay. Love it. Wow.
I've been watching a lot of Family Guy recently, and they, like, there are so many clips of, like, Brian and Stewie just, like, throwing up. Like, that's how I feel we just all did, like, having to talk about this. Like, they just, like, vomit all the time, and it's so funny.
Yeah, that was tough, you guys. It was great to listen to, though.
We all did very good job.
I really like the Magnolia Christian defense. Because in book one, I, like, somewhat shipped them into book one. Until I was like, oh, she's evil for him.
That's not
and he's
that's not it, her. His wife, yeah. His woman.
Yeah.
Ooh, that took a lot out of me. I'm sure I felt the same for you guys. Listeners, please go ahead and head over to our Instagram and let us know which one of these incredible couples are you feeling the most convinced of at this point. That was so fun. If you're not already, please make sure you're following us on Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod and head over to our Patreon if you would like some early access to episodes, exclusive content, all that good stuff. It's a ton of fun over there. Please keep an eye out on our Instagram for our first book club pick. If you want to be part of the Bring Your Own Book Club, you can head over to Patreon and check us out there. We are so, so, so excited. We're really excited about this first pick. So we will let you guys know that first on Instagram. But Kimmy, thank you so much for being here. This was so fun.
Yes.
Thanks for having me. I love talking to you girls.
Oh my Yay. God,
everyone go comment Bonrad Forever under Kimmy's Instagram and TikTok. Yeah,
she loves it.
Yes.
Yeah. She won't
at Kimmy's Books, fine. Two S's.
Yes.
Yes.
Make sure you get it right. Make sure you get it right.
Make sure you're listening to Kimmy's podcast as well. Kimmy Talks, anywhere that you listen to this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Rate and review this episode if you enjoyed us chatting. It helps a lot. And thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.